Hit him on that final pass last week to Eddie. What needs to happen on that play for that to click?
I thought he was good on his decision. I feel like he did get a little bit of pressure. It looked like he was ready to throw it, and Eddie wasn't quite looking. It just the timing was a little bit off. I kind of put that one on me. I wasn't really a big fan after the play of that call. Probably could have gave him something better with more options. Just one of those situations. You're trying to get the first. You're trying to make sure you stay in field goal range. A lot of things going through your head. You know, I thought he did what he could with what he had to work with in that situation.
Hear Kyle after the game, you know, using profanity to describe how he played and being pretty self-critical. What have you come to appreciate about the way that he goes about his business and holds himself to a pretty high standard in a tough spot?
He's a very intense player. He takes it very seriously. It's you know, when you're a Pro Bowl player and then you're changing positions and you want to maintain that level of play, I know it hasn't always been easy for him. He's had some really good games to where he's shut down some really good players. And sometimes he does have a rough game here and there, but, you know, two bad pass sets and you get exposed. It's tough as an offensive lineman. And then everybody forgets about the 60 other good plays he had. So, I mean, for him to be as hard as he is on himself, it's a good thing because you know he wants to get better. But at the same time, we have to kind of rein him in and be like, you played well. You know, you've been playing well all year. You can't let two or three plays a game really affect your confidence.
What do you think the future holds for him?
That's hard to say. I know what we got for the next three games. So I know he's going to be – we're going to keep him where he's at. And once we finish this year out, then we'll go back, reevaluate, and then see what happens after that.
How valuable has his attitude, his voice been, though, as the offense has made a transition, he's made a transition, just to have that in the locker room?
Well, for one, him making that transition shows you what kind of team guy he is for doing that. I've been in some situations where guys just flat out say, I'm not going to do that because it's not in their best interest. He did it for us. He did it to help us in the situation we were in. Bushrod going down, and we kind of had to move some pieces around. You know, I mean, he's been a valuable part of our leadership. You know, he's in his third year, and you can see he's grown up. You guys have been around him for a few years now and seen how he's developed over the last couple of years.
Is there a radical difference between playing right tackle and left tackle? I mean, to learn that, how different is that?
You know, I actually asked one of a guy I was with in Denver, Chris Cooper. He moved from, you know, right guard to left guard one off season, and the way he explained it to me is like it's like looking out a different side of the window. You know, on a car, you just completely get screwed up. It's you have to readjust everything that you know, just, you know, with your stance, hand down. It's little tiny simple things that you don't think would be a big deal, but he said it makes enough, you know, it matters enough to you where it could screw you up. You just really have to get used to it.
Kyle was so raw just 3 years ago. Can you see that, how young he really is in this game?
Yeah, it's funny. Me and Mags were talking about this the other day. It's almost like he's a junior in college. I mean, I think I'm trying to remember how many games he actually played. I just remember them saying something when we were in the draft process. It was like 8 games or something crazy like that. And to get drafted in the first round and being able to do what he's done so far and how quickly he's developed just shows you, you know, obviously his genetics are, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he's got freakish ability and he's picked up the game. He loves the game, so he works hard at it. And you can tell he wants to be a high-level tackle.
When it comes to picking it up, looking back at some of the quarterbacks you've developed, how quickly or smoothly or whatever did Jay pick this thing up?
He didn't have any problems mentally with what we're doing. I think the hardest thing his job is just trying to get everybody else caught up and be on the same page as him. When you're the quarterback and you're thinking two or three steps ahead of everybody else, it doesn't help you if everybody else is way behind you. You have to be able to make a step, and then they have to take that step with you. So when you change things, they got to change with you, and that hasn't always happened this year. I do think we're pretty close to being on the same page with all our skilled players and him. So we're starting to really be on the same page. We just need to take that next step to where, like, that end of the game of making those plays in crunch time.
Has he been, like, a stabilizing presence with all the moving pieces around them on the line and all the injuries and stuff?
Yeah, he's never panicked. He's never wavered. He's just gone about his business as You know, he's starting three from what we thought we were going to be at in the beginning of spring. We have been out there the whole time. He's just moved on week to week, and whoever's been out there has stepped up for him, made plays, and he's done a good job of just staying focused on his job.
The fact that he never really had his full complement of guys, did you ever sit there and wonder what it would have looked like?
No. I mean, I would have loved to see what Kevin could have done to help that group out. It's just unfortunate we've had as many injuries as we had. Guys have done a great job of stepping up and filling in, you know, in the proper spots. And, you know, when Alshon's out there, he does a great job, and he makes us a different team. And now, you know, having Eddie back last week, it's just, you see those guys, they have some special talents. And, you know, when we get them all out there healthy, we'll see what we can become.
How much would you like to see Kevin doing or working on his homework now that you know he's not going to be playing?
I feel confident where he is as far as the offense is. I think it's just all about him getting healthy, getting confidence in just his lower body strength, so when he's able to come back out here in the spring, it's full go. He's ready to really accelerate and be a big part of this offense.
Adam, Jay talked about the scheme being a big part of the reason his interception numbers are down. What have you seen from him personally, the way his decision-making has gone this year to work on that?
He's been right a lot. He's taken, you know, those few times where there's been some plays where he's had to really ad-lib, he's made the right decision. He's very rarely has he made a decision where we were all sitting there going, why would he do that? He hasn't done that. And he's stayed within the offense. He hasn't tried to venture out. He's done a good job of taking some of these play calls and getting us actually out of some bad plays and putting us in some better situations. So he deserves a lot of the credit for what's going on. He can say it's the scheme, but it's been him making the right decisions and putting our offense in the right position.
And when Anthony Barr is healthy, what are the biggest things you have to be aware of when he's on the field?
I mean, the guy has all the ability in the world. He's a tough matchup for us. Whether it's the passing game, whether it's, you know, blitz and run side, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's just a tough matchup. He's tough on whoever ends up blocking him. You know, he's a guy that we have to make sure that we're accounting for and taking care of.
What stood out to you about working with Matt Forte this year?
I'd say his professionalism. As far as being kind of letting us, you know, use some of these younger guys, I mean, it's something that he probably didn't really have to take to. He's been great as far as helping Langford and helping Kadeem. He's really helped those guys get better. And when he's been out of the game, he's been the biggest cheerleader on the sideline for those guys. And he's taught those guys a lot. And I think, and for me, I feel lucky to be around a guy has, you know, an elite level at all three phases of a running back. I've never been around that in my career. You know, it hasn't been that long, but, you know, he's one of the probably the best that's ever been able to do that in this game.
You talked before with Kyle that there were guys who have sat there and said, no, I will not move. Have you been around players, skill position guys who say, no, I will not sit while you play someone else, or who make a stink out of it? And how unique is it that Matt didn't?
It's unique. I mean, most guys, you know, when you're – where he's at, you can easily kind of you could make a scene if you wanted to, but that's just not him. He's going to do what's best for the team, and you know, he got hurt, and then we're rolling those guys in and out, and we wanted to make sure that we had him for the rest of the season. And I know we're splitting the carries, but when we do get, you know, whoever's in the game, I think both those guys are getting a good amount of touches. It's not like all of a sudden he's getting four or five touches. I mean, he's still getting close to 20 touches a game, if not more.